Okay, these are the Feast of Tabernacles 2014 highlights. We attended the feast in North Myrtle Beach in South Carolina, and we probably had around 80 to 100 in attendance. We stayed at the Avista Resort, and we had a beach view condo on the 17th floor, so it was in the nosebleed section. Huh. On the trip down, we saw the blood moon, and it was big and red, and then turned yellow. The weather was beautiful most of the time, except for maybe 3 days when it got cloudy and a little misty and saw a little bit of rain. Angie and the girls did a surprise visit on us, and they attended the first half of the feast with us. Then they traveled on down to Jekyll Island for the remaining part of the feast. Bobby and the girls were with us the whole feast. Angie and Bobby and the kids did several special music presentations, and obviously I'm a little proud of them by them being my grandkids and kids, and they did a good job. So our outreach to feast this year was the Helping Hands of Myrtle Beach. So we did that again this year. So that's where we take up food and different things. And the kids did a little collection where they did for like kids, like a little bag, and they had all kinds of little goodies in there. You know, for it could be a toothbrush and toothpaste, or it could be little snacks and that kind of thing. So that helped. That helped there with that Helping Hands also. I took down some older newsletters that I had, and people picked them all up, which I was a little surprised, but anyway, you know, sometimes you always have stuff left over at the end of the feast, but anyways, I was able to get rid of some of those, or let people have the opportunity to accept them. How's that? I led songs twice on the Sabbath evening. I did the Bible study. The topic was Jesus is Your, and then you can fill in the blank. We had 13 in attendance. On Monday morning, I did the seminar on teaching of Jesus on discipleship, so we had 9 in attendance. So again, we only had 80 to 100 in attendance, so you know, it was probably a fair percentage, I suppose, with people there in the resort area. As far as our physical attractions there, we went to Dolly Parton's Pirate Boys. She took the Dixie Stampede and converted it over, and so it was very interesting, good entertainment, good food, and so on. And all the kids got to go, Angie and the kids, and Bobby and the kids and everyone, so we all got to go there. We did miniature golf with Angie and Bobby and the kids, so that was entertainment for everybody. We also went to the, Angie and they had already left, I guess, so we went to the Alabama Theater, and we saw the program called One, good music, lots of variety, had a good comedian there, and a lot of country, just all kinds of music that they played there. Another night we went to the Palace Theater and we saw Hot Jersey Nights featuring Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. So Patty just loved that. She really, really enjoyed it there. And their style is to sing the high-pitched, if you remember their songs, this real high-pitched a soprano part, you know. And then also during the time they sang like three Beach Boy songs. And of course I love the Beach Boys. But anyway, very good entertainment. On Wednesday night, we went out to eat with Bobby and the kids and then John and Bonnie Haber. And we went out to the Outback there. Okay, what I'm going to do now is just highlight the sermons we had. And just very briefly, we'll give a little flavor here of what we had there. So half a page for each sermon here. So you know, I'm not getting very deep in it. But anyway, Lyle Kirby, he was the host, you might say, of the Mineral Wells Church. And Dave Haber, you know, the Church of God Big Sandy put the feast on down there. So his title was, Why Are You Here? So a topic that we are very familiar with. So obviously he went through Leviticus 23, 33 to 44, where the Feast of Tabernacles is commanded. It's a statute forever. Keeping the Feast of Tabernacles shows God that we are committed to God's way of law, of life. We must guard what we have been committed to us in the faith. We must be committed enough to die for the faith. In Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. On Friday, Neil Hughes, now if you know Neil, he's sort of a little shy, and well, when you're talking to him, he's not shy, but I guess when he gets up in front of a crowd, he gets shy, you know. He didn't really do it, he didn't really want to do it, but he did a very good job in doing it, though, in the sermon there. His title was, God is Awesome. And Genesis 1:1, you know, God created the heavens and the earth, the universe is breathtaking, as we all know. And you were talking about sunsets a little bit earlier, you know. Being there on the beach and so on, being able to see the sun and the reflection, especially at night, the full moon and everything, it is breathtaking. God also created the micro-universe here. We've heard about this Ebola thing going on, you know, so bacteria and so on, you know, but anyway, God created the bacteria and the atoms and electrons and so on. Genesis 1:26, God created man in His image. So why were you born? Well, we were born to rule. God made man with a mind that can reason, design, build skyscrapers and rockets that can take you to the moon. And he quoted John 3:16, that Jesus died for us so we can have eternal life and be kings and priests in God's kingdom. So Saturday, John Haber spoke, an interesting title, Build Your Own Altar. Now obviously he's not talking about a physical altar here. It was busy at the altar during the 8 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. 200 animals were sacrificed. One of the jobs of the priest was to kill and slaughter the animals. Numbers 28 and 29 reference. We should build our own spiritual altar so we can talk to God as did Noah and Abraham and Moses at their physical altars. Thank God for being in your life. Praise and honor God. You are a living sacrifice. Remember, when you have a problem, build your spiritual altar and talk to God. On Sunday, Reg Killingley came up from Big Sandy. That's his home church. And his topic was peace and our tongue. He talked about Costa Rica abolished his army back in 1948. And they used their military money for education. In the millennium, Jesus will turn weapons of war into plowshares, instruments for peace. Today, we need to turn our lives into instruments of peace by taming our tongue. Seek peace and pursue it. If you cannot hold your peace, then don't talk. The gift of speaking and understanding is a gift from God. All right, Monday, Reg Killingley talked again. His topic this time was preach the gospel. We have worldwide problems, Iran and nuclear weapons, ISIS, Ebola, economy problems. At the Feast of Tabernacles, we are to rejoice. There was a song by Mark Graham, There's Joy in My Heart. And then Luke 19 talks about the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem there. Jesus' disciples got a colt and put Jesus on it. The people were ecstatic. The Pharisees protested, and Jesus said, if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. How do you shout the news? Share the good news of the gospel. On Tuesday, Dave Haber spoke. His title was Helping People to See God. Try to be a positive influence in helping people to see God. How is your relationship with God? Is it fuzzy? How fuzzy does an unbeliever see God? How do people see you? Are you positive or negative? Are you happy or unhappy? Are you peaceful or is your life in a state of turmoil? Try to sing the best you can in your trials and tests. You are God's representative on earth. Try to be happy and positive in your life and reflect God's love to others. All right. The following day, Dave Haber also spoke again. This is on Wednesday. His topic was, after the millennium, and he had a handout. That's usually his custom, he has a handout. Deathbed repentance and don't speak for God. Sometimes we take the Bible too literally. There are errors in the King James Version of the Bible. Some people make doctrine out of a parable. A lot of the Bible is written in the form of poetry. Christian living is very important. Deathbed repentance, he was talking about that, and he mentioned about the thief on the cross, and Jesus said, you will be with me in paradise. He also mentioned the parable about the laborers in the field there who were paid the same. You call them at different times during the day, but they're all paid the same. So no matter when they were called, they still received that same reward. And then don't speak for God. Jeremiah 23 is a reference here. And then don't twist the scriptures. Thursday, the last great day, Jim John spoke. This is the last great day message, and his topic is God is fair. Jim talked about baseball. There's two boundary lines from the home base extending out into the outfield. Extending out toward the outfield there, inside area is called the fair territory, and outside is called the foul area. Throughout time, many people have lived and died never having heard the name of Jesus. Many believe these people are lost forever. But God is fair. So he's drawing an analogy of the fair part of the baseball field there and so on with God. And anyway, God has a plan for the salvation of all of mankind. These people will have their opportunity for salvation in the white throne judgment and at the second resurrection because God is fair. Okay, that's my summary. So.